You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way. We're trusting and praying that the Lord will use this broadcast to be a blessing to your precious eternity-bound soul. Father, we are truly thankful that you have made it possible for us to walk with thee. We're thankful for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world, the love that enabled him to go to Calvary so that we could be delivered from sin and walk with thee. We thank you for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We're trusting that wherever it reaches, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. We also pray that you'll remember them, the burdens and cares and concerns that they may have. Also, if there be any listening to the broadcast that are unsaved, we pray that thy precious Holy Spirit might draw them to that fountain of blood filled with Manuel's veins, that they might be cleansed from sin and know the joy of salvation. So bless this broadcast and bless this precious people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Was a life filled with aimless desperation.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Christian Trials. And our text of scripture is taken out of Daniel chapter 12 and verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. It may seem strange to some that Christians have trials, but Peter tells us that we should not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try us, and he said that they are common to all who live godly in Christ Jesus. We start with the thought of how Christians are tried. As gold is tried, according to the Word of God, I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. And that's Daniel chapter 12 and verse 9, right before our text. As by fire, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So Peter wrote, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7. And at this point, I'd like to read something that was handed to me recently. And this is based on Malachi chapter 3 and verse 3, which says, he sits as a refiner and purifier of silver. This verse puzzled some women in a Bible study, and they wondered what this statement meant about the character and nature of God. One of the women offered to find out the process of refining silver and get back to the group at their next Bible study. That week, the woman called a silversmith and made an appointment to watch him at work. She didn't mention anything about the reason for her interest beyond her curiosity about the process of refining silver. As she watched the silversmith, he held a piece of silver over the fire and let it heat up. He explained that in refining silver, one needed to hold the silver in the middle of the fire where the flames were hottest, as to burn away all the impurities. The woman thought about God holding us in such a hot spot. Then she thought again about the verse that says, he sits as a refiner and purifier of silver. She asked the silversmith if it was true that he had to sit there in front of the fire the whole time the silver was being refined. The man answered that yes, he not only had to sit there holding the silver, but he had to keep his eyes on the silver the entire time as it was in the fire. If the silver was left a moment too long in the flames, it would be destroyed. The woman was silent for a moment. Then she asked the silversmith, how do you know when the silver is fully refined? He smiled at her and answered, oh, that's easy, when I see my image in it. And so the Lord allows us to get in the fiery furnace, the fiery trials, and he refines us until he can see his image in us. But you notice that the silversmith sat beside the fire, kept his eye on the silver all the time, and he did so that it wouldn't go beyond the point where it would destroy or ruin the silver. And so God keeps his eye upon us. He sits there, as it were, and he watches, and he has promised in his word that he would not let us be tempted above that which we are able to bear, but would with every temptation make a way of escape. Now, we're talking about how Christians are tried. And so one of the ways that they are tried is by fiery trials and by the Lord refining us in the heat of the battle. Another way that Christians suffer, face trials and suffer, is by persecution. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So Paul wrote in his second letter to the young man Timothy, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The source from which persecutions come. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So we read the words of the Lord Jesus as recorded in John 15 and 18. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. You may wonder why Christians do face trials and tests. Well, why did Jesus Christ face trials and tests and persecution? Why did the world hate him? Because he told them the truth, because he uncovered their hypocrisy and their false religions. So one of the reasons why Christians are persecuted as God's people is because they follow Christ. Yes, because they live the Christian life. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So Jesus said, as recorded in Mark 13 and 13. And so Christians suffer persecution because they are Christians and because they are following Christ. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. So if we're going to live a Christian life, if we're going to live godly in this present world, then we are going to suffer persecution and opposition. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Again, Jesus speaking, John 15 and verse 19. So Christians suffer persecution because they are not of the world. For Christ has called us out of the world, and he said, you're not of the world. If you were of the world, then the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Isn't that strange? A person is hated and persecuted and opposed because he is doing what is right. Think of that. Yes, a Christian is one who is living right. And yet, Jesus said he's going to be hated. They hated him, and he said they would hate us if we would follow him and do his will. We're also hated because we testify of Christ. We let people know, not just by our mouth alone, but by the life that we live. The Apostle John was banished to the Isle of Patmos, and he gives us a reason why he was, for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So we read in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9. So John was banished to the Isle of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our godly life will bring conviction upon some people, and then they rebel against it, and they take it out on the Christian. But beloved, we must face the opposition. We must face the trial, yes, the hot, fiery trial, and be true to God, because that's the way we are victorious and the way we will have eternal life. But Satan's purpose, Satan's aim, bringing the trial and test our way, is to try to discourage us, rob us of our joy, and take away our joy so we will give up and come back over on his side. Remember, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And if Satan can rob us of our joy through trials and tests, he's on his way to getting us to give up. But we must be able to rejoice in the midst of the trial and be determined to be faithful and true. For again, the Lord said he would be with us. He would never leave us nor forsake us. And so because the Christian is not of the world, he is hated. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Again, the words of the Lord Jesus, John chapter 17 and verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You know, I have said before, and I'll say again on this broadcast, I've lived for quite a few years, and I've never seen our nation as terribly sinful and wicked as it is today. The spirit of the world today, the spirit of our nation today, the dominant spirit, is one in opposition to righteousness, purity, and holiness. And Jesus is giving us the reason why the people are so determined against that which is right, because they are following Christ. They're doing what he wants them to do. They hated him. They didn't crucify him because they loved him. They crucified him because they hated him. And he said if they hated him, they would also hate us. And so we are hated because we live godly. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. The Christian's duty in time of trials is to pray for and bless those who persecute them. Yes, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Again, the words of Jesus, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44. We are not to strike back. We are not to return evil for evil. No, we are to return good for evil. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. You might say, well, Brother Alvin, that's not all that easy to do. Well, I didn't say it was easy to do, but Jesus said for us to do it. He also said for us to rejoice. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice, ye, in that day, and leap for joy. Yes, that's what it says. Leap for joy. Behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did they fathers do unto the prophets. Well, if we don't feel like leaping for joy because of the persecution, at least we can rejoice and be happy and thankful for the reward that we expect to have in heaven. Commit the keeping of thyself to God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. He is able to keep that which we have committed unto him. What we must do is to commit ourselves to God. Yes, commit yourself to God. Keep yourself, commit yourself to his keeping, for he is well able to keep. So Peter said, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Trials prove blessings to those who are exercised thereby. Note this passage of Scripture. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. We glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations work of patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. So trials prove a blessing to those who are exercised thereby when we go through as the Lord would have us to. Now, trials are proof of our salvation. Only let your conversation, your manner of living, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. And so trials are a proof of our salvation, and they're also a vote of confidence. The Lord has confidence in us, and He allows the trial to come because He has confidence in us. When God permits trials to come, I say, when He permits them to come our way, it is a vote of confidence. Remember what He said about Job? Have you seen my faithful servant Job? God allowed the trials to come Job's way because He had confidence in Job, knowing that Job would go through. And Job did indeed go through. And all of these things, he sinned not with his mouth, nor blamed God foolishly. So, there are trials that come the Christian's way. Don't think you're displeasing God or you grieve God just because a trial comes your way. Face the trial, overcome by the grace of God, and it will be growth and spiritual strength to your soul. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust the Holy Spirit has made it a blessing to you. If it has been an encouragement and a help to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, I trust you'll feel free to send it in. Our postal address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. And our services are broadcast live over the Internet. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast, and we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Saved by the blood of